Before the faith of Jesus came to be known as Christianity, it was simply the way. To the Jews, it was a sect, a heresy. To the Romans, the way was a political threat to be eradicated if it could not be controlled. But to those who united with the house church and city church movement that was coming together around the gospel of the kingdom, the way was just that. A new way of thinking, being, relating, and living in the presence of the risen and ascended Lord and King. It was a way so powerful and so pervasive that in their day our forebears in the faith were accused of turning the settled Roman world upside down. What they were actually doing, of course, was turning an upside down world right side up in Jesus Christ. The power that flowed within and through the first Christian communities was concentrated in their times of worship together. While there's precious little written record to guide us in thinking about the pattern of worship followed by our New Testament forebears, enough exists to allow us to sketch out in broad outlines their understanding of the worship they inherited from their fathers and the manner in which they practiced the worship of God together. The worship wars of our past generation have in many ways gouged deeper rifts in an already fragmented church. In many places, congregations have been torn apart by this strife, and rancor and suspicion are evident in many quarters. The contemporary liturgical environment has witnessed many innovations, many recriminations, and a growing divide between those who cling to traditional forms and those who have embraced a more contemporary approach. It is sadly ironic that the one activity of the life of faith which is most designed to bring believers together and to express the oneness we have in Christ has, instead, become so divisive an issue in our day. Both sides in this unhappy conflict have developed a kind of smugness that is altogether unbecoming the body of Christ. Surely we can agree that it's time to lay down our arms and come together to see if we can't begin to mend some fences. And as we do, it only makes sense that we try to glean what we can from the example of those first followers of the way.